I just decided to go ahead and make his decision. So that was a nice little head-to-head win over Texas. A couple of them, actually, with both of those commits on Saturday for Dave Aranda's staff. And, you know, they need offensive linemen. You got to get those guys every single year. So they've got some in this class that they will be a part of the future moving forward with Joe Wickline and the rest of that staff. But certainly sounds like he's relieved, and that's great for him.
Yeah, it does sound like he is relieved. We're going to have we'll have Devin Lemire on it here in just a second. One of the things as well about this player movement, which we've now seen with many things from social justice to much more, the unionization, the way the NCAA is set up, that's not possible legally right now.
Right.
That can change. There's a lot of things that have changed. I never thought I'd see the day when NCAA athletes would get paid money at all, other than if it was like an envelope. But that's changed as well. So many things now change so much quicker than before, where it used to be a lumbering train down the track, and now things can change almost overnight.
It's been crazy to see. And, you know, when they came out with the kind of in concert list of demands, I mean, I don't know if they thought those all the way through, but hey, they certainly have at least shown more organization than the leaders they've been trying to talk to.
Standing by now on the Richard Carr Buick GMC Cadillac Baylor Bear Hotline. Maynard defensive back Devin Lemire joins us on Sikkim 365 Radio. Paul Craig and I'm David Smoke. Devin, thanks for your time. We appreciate that. When that car takes off like that in the background, that was you. You were a part of the Junior Olympics. Is that correct in most of the sprints?
Yes, sir. That's crazy. I can know that. That's crazy.
Yeah, 4x100, 400 to 200, the Junior Olympics. At some point you played basketball and football and had to make up your mind. So what was it like to get that decision off your shoulders and commit to Baylor, Dave Aranda, and why Baylor?
I mean, it felt great to, you know, shut down the recruitment process. You know, I'm really confident with Baylor. I have a great relationship with all the staff. So, I was, like I said, I was real comfortable making the decision.
Devin, you're a defensive back. Dave Aranda has a pretty proven track record, not only LSU, but previous stops, but most recently LSU, with putting guys in the NFL. How much of that was a factor in playing for Dave Aranda?
It was huge. I mean, because being a defensive player, I know that our head coach is defensive-minded. You know, he's one of the defensive geniuses in the football world. And, you know, he's coached some of the best, you know, like Grand Delphi, for instance. And that also played a big part because that's how Coach Aranda wants to use me in the defense. He wants to use me kind of like a Grand Delphi type player because he says I'm real versatile, I have great cover skills, and real physical.
That's a pretty high – that had to make you feel good, Devin, to get a little – be treated like Grant Telpit on the defense, knowing how big his role was, huh?
Yes, sir. I mean, it played a big part in my recruitment.
So what was just the recruitment like from your end? I mean, just constant calls, the communication, the decisions, all of that. I imagine you felt like a weight was lifted on your shoulders on Saturday, but just how did you sort of review the entire recruiting process being a really highly coveted guy?
I mean, it kind of blew up real fast. I mean, I was committed to TCU for a while, and then once I decommitted, it just kind of blew up from there. You know, it was real long, and I didn't really enjoy it as much as other people really would, but I was thankful for it. But I'm real happy it came to an end, and I'm real confident and happy that I chose Baylor.
One of the things I did notice, and I don't follow all of the players that Baylor might be recruiting or have been offered by Baylor. Our site, Sikkim365.com, does a great job with that, with Grayson and Colt and Craig and others. But I did see that you started reaching out to a couple of other guys who are still making decisions. Is that something that you want to, even though Baylor's now up in the 20s as far as commitments, is that something where you want to help them finish strong and maybe become kind of like one of the guys that say, hey, come join me?
Definitely. I mean, I just want to play with the best. So if I got to recruit to play with the best, and that's what I got to do.
How much of a factor is it when you look and see that they already have a lot? I mean, you guys, you know, there's 19 or 20 of you guys now on board for 2021.
You see how much of a factor that is?
Yeah, I mean, when you look and say, man, there's a lot of people jumping on this train.
I mean, it kind of just shows that it's different out there. It's different at Baylor. You know, the coaches are real and they're genuine. So people gravitate to good people.
Devin, I ask pretty much every recruit that we have on. We just had Ryan Lingyell, who also committed on Saturday. We just had him on a few minutes ago. But I always find it interesting. Where did your love from football come from? Was that somebody showing you the game? I mean, where did that stem from? How did you get so involved with loving the game of football?
For me, football has always kind of just been a part of my life since I was young. I mean, I started playing football at 3 years old. So, like, football and sports in general, just everything that I've always did. So, it's like, I don't know. I'm just real comfortable with sports. And, it's just a big part of my life. Everything kind of revolves around sports. So, it stuck with me, and I'm thankful for that.
Ran track, as I mentioned, Junior Olympics. Also, basketball is kind of one of your loves, and you had to eventually let one of them go, and that was track and field, from what your father, Daryl, told me. He also told me this. As far as your work ethic, do you remember how old you were when you used to go in and maybe, like, push him on the shoulder and say, hey, let's go out. I want to go out. I want to go play. I want to go do something. How can you even remember how old you were when you started doing that to him?
I can't. He just tells me stories. Like, I just remember I used to be real young, and I had two older brothers, so I'd always see them playing sports. So I was like, I want to do what they did. But they couldn't keep up with me in the workout, so it was real crazy. I wake up my dad to do some jump squats and stuff like that. When you're younger, my bad for cutting you off, but, when you're younger, You just do it, and you don't really get sore when you're younger. I think your body just, nobody can just go. But then, like, just to see how, I made it to the Junior Olympics, and I never understood how I was so fast. I just did it because I enjoyed it. So, yeah.
Devin, he told me you were four. That you were 4 years old, and you were pushing him to get out of bed, let's go. Four!
Hey, that sounds believable. He tells me stories all the time.
4 years old and you were ready to go work out, which means your motor runs. Your mother, Frances, ran track and field at Ed Couch Elsa High School as well. Your thoughts about what you've already accomplished as an academician, as far as a student, not just athlete, but a student. Give everybody an idea where you might be with your associate's degree by the time you enroll at Baylor in January.
So by the time I enroll at Baylor, I'll already have enough credits to have my associate's degree, because I've been working on, I'm in a program called Early College, which I started freshman year of high school. So basically I'm taking ACC with college, ACC classes down here. And if they all transfer, I'll be an associate, or I'll be a considered junior down there.
So have you always been an academic? Are you like a bookworm?
Oh yeah, my mom stays on top of it. she doesn't want me just to be an athlete. The student athlete thing, student comes first. That's always been her policy.
Sounds like you got some really great parents, yeah. Man. They're really doing a great job with you, Devin. And with the associate's degree, is there a particular area you've already identified that you're looking to study? Like, is that already kind of something you figured out, or is that something you'll figure out once you get on campus?
So the area I want to study is going to be like computer science, because I've always, loved technology, being around different types of technology, because, that's the way the world's going right now.
Yeah, engineering, is that right?
Computer science.
Computer science. Okay, that's now, Dave Aranda can command a room. One, he's a head coach, and people now know what he's done at LSU, at Wisconsin, and elsewhere. But when he gets in front of film, and I know that you guys are – right now everything's been Zoom, whatever, but we've seen it. When he gets in front of a, whatever, it's a projector or whatever's used these days, or any kind of iPads, that he commands X's and O's and film work. How much of that played into what you love about him, based on how you guys talk about game film and X's and O's and whatever else film work?
I played a huge role. I always tell my dad this. It's like, whenever I talk to Coach Miranda, he's one of those dudes that when you're talking to him, you can hear him think while he's talking. And I always just, I feel like I relate to that because I'm a deep thinker. And I feel like we just connect on that level, just always thinking of new ways to do something. And like you said, like I said, he's a defensive guru. He's like respected across the country just for his analysis of the game, what he knows, and all his schemes.
I like to pick your brain and watch film, and that's what he loves. I bet he enjoyed that as well. We mentioned all this, the decision, everything. Ryan Langiel was on with us earlier, as Craig mentioned, the Jesuit offensive lineman. Did you guys communicate at all on Saturday when you were within, like, back-to-back of committing?
No, I didn't know he was committing that day, actually. It just happened, like, I committed, and then I think a couple hours later, I believe Coach Hales texted me and said, we got another one jumping on board today. So I was hyped for it.
What's it like right now as you wait for practices to begin in about, what, a little bit less than a month, where you are, your classification at Manor? What is it like to not get on the field right now other than the workouts compared to what would normally be? You would already be in the second week of, or the first week of working out.
So my team hasn't done any workouts together since. Been a long time, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So we've all been working out individually. So, I mean, it's been a lot different, but, you know, it kind of tests, like, your mindset. And, you know, be a self-motivator, wake up every day, and just see the goal at the end of the road. You know, I think we all chasing a state championship. So, you know, every day you got to be like, all right, there's not a coach here to tell me I got to work out, so I got to do it on my own.
Anything else, guys? Devin, thank you. Congratulations. Appreciate your time. Really do. Appreciate your time. Congratulations on your decision. And going forward, good luck with football season.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you too. That's Devin Lemire. His mother and father were great. Francis and Daryl giving me some information. I talked to Daryl for a little bit. He had a couple uncles that played football, played in college.